quarter flash. Good to see that single going places. And one called Harden My Heart. Just a little over 8 minutes to go before we strike 7 o'clock. And just to remind you, you're listening to Radio City on Medium Wave and VHF. And we better get down to some nice, serious, operatic stuff. Here is David Bowie, would you believe, singing Baal's Hymn.
Whilst his mother's womb contained the growing Baal, even then the sky was waiting quiet and pale. Naked, young, immensely marvellous, like Baal loved it when he came to us. That same sky remained with him in joy and care, even when Baal slept peaceful and unaware. At night a lilac sky, a drunken Baal, turning pious as the sky grows pale. So through hospital, cathedral, whiskey bar, Baal kept moving onwards and just let things go. When Baal's tired, boys, Baal cannot fall far. He will have his sky down there below. When the sinners congregate in shame together, Baal lay naked, reveling in their distress. Only sky, a sky that will go on forever, formed a blanket for his nakedness. And that dusty girl, the world who'll laugh and yield to the man who'll stand the pressure of her thighs, sometimes gave him love bites such as can't be healed. Baal survived it, he just used his eyes. And when Baal saw lots of corpses scattered round, he felt twice the thrill despite the lack of room. Space enough, said Baal, they're not thick on the ground. Space enough within this woman's womb. Any vice he can't abide. Vices have their point, once you see it as such. Stick to two, for one will be too much. Slackness, softness are the sort of things to shun. Nothing could be harder than the quest for fun. Lots of strength is needed and experience too. Swollen bellies can embarrass you. Under gloomy stars in this poor vale of tears, Baal will graze a pasture till it disappears. Once it's been digested to the forest deep, Baal trots singing for a well-earned sleep. Baal can spot the vultures in the stormy sky as they wait up there to see if Baal will die. Sometimes Baal pretends he's dead, the vultures swoop. Baal in silence dines on vulture soup. When the dark moon drags him down to its prize, what's the world still mean to Baal is overfed. So much sky is lurking still behind his eyes, he'll just have enough sky when he's dead. The earth's stark womb engulfed the rotten Baal. Even then the sky was up there quiet and pale. Naked, young, immensely marvelous, like Baal loved it when he lived with us.
Starting a landslide,
One from some time back there from a group called U2, a little bit of homegrown music. And A Day Without Me. There's about half a minute to go before 7 o'clock. I was hoping that would stretch us to 7 o'clock so I could say really professionally, you know, it's exactly 7 o'clock. In fact, if I kept on talking like this, I'd probably get there, but I won't bore you with the unnecessary, we'll be polite about it, talk. Here's one, a little old again, I suppose. We'll give you loads more chart stuff, don't worry. Comes from a group called Sad Cafe, and it's called My Oh My.
I've been sick of laying up in this bed. You know I've been laid up 3 days or more. I use my head, and the TV's always on by my side. I can't get enough to turn it up, not even if I try. Not even if I try. For some strange reason I got out of my bed, walked across the room, looked in the mirror, what did I see? I saw the devil, he was looking at me. I've been 3,000 miles or more and I still ain't got too far. And the radio's always on by my side. I can't get enough to turn it up now, even if I try. For some strange reason I pulled over to the side. I started thinking about you. Looked in my mirror, what did I see? I saw the devil creeping up on me.
Sad Cafe. I was quickly trying to lean over there to see what date that was. Anyway, we'll bring ourselves up to date now with a man called Bill Wyman and his current single, A New Fashion.
Many were the times I turned and looked behind me. Couldn't keep away from looking back, seeing who was following me. Tried to catch some long forgotten dreams. Trying to help the friends who were dragging on beside me. Give me some good old fashioned melody. Try to do it the same and get it all wrong.
From the Rolling Stones, and that's his current single, A New Fashion. Well, we'll slow it down, nice and gentle, says he, with another oldie from Randy Crawford, You Might Need Somebody. Randy Crawford.
You might need somebody.
From some time back. And you might need somebody. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio City on Medium Wave and VHF. And we've got an interesting gentleman, to say the least, to talk to in a moment.
Oh, you might need somebody.
His name is Sifu Samsara Demtzer. And don't be frightened off by that. Actually, it's because he's a gentleman involved in Kung Fu, the real thing, so to speak. And I must confess that I'm going to be at a severe loss here, because I know absolutely nothing about Kung Fu, but I'm sure that'll be more to his benefit than to mine. Well, maybe to all our benefits. And we'll be talking to him straight after this one. And this one, I suppose, personifies just how I feel. It's called The Fox and the Hare. So in a moment, on to Kung Fu and better things.
Good Christians, all but great and small, all you that feel inclined, your care bestowed in a fellow full of gold, I'm almost out to be mine. All the wives I had, they're all gone and dead. Me love has labored in vain. I have married, I have buried, I am very nearly married, and I think from wives and the brain. The fox and the hare and the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood trees, all the pretty little rabbits all and get in their habits, and they all been made spun. First in me page was the little Sally Sage. She once was a lady's maid, and she ran away one very dark day with the fellow with the whitefish dress. The next she was the hook, she was a beauty and a hook, and I'll tell you the reason why. On her back she had a hump, on her leg she had a stump, she had a little squint in the eye. The fox and the hare and the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood trees, all the pretty little rabbits all engaged in their habits, and they all have been made for me. The next she was the charum, a little girl with the farum, well versed in harrows and ploughs. As she gathered the rig, lots of little pigs, she squeezed no milk from the cows. She was 16 stone and muscle and bone, she looked with an awful sneer. Alas, she would be mine, but she fell into the clime, she swallowed up a mouse in her beer. The fox and the hare and the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood trees, all the pretty little rabbits all engaging in their habits, and they all made for me. The blight and jolly dame with a purse as long as me arm. It was full of yellow gold, it was a beauty to behold, with a heart of a miser's charm. Her only sin was a love for a gin, it brought her hopes at her wreck. For she slipped on her heel, and a piece of orange peel, she fell down and she broke her neck. And the hare and the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood trees, all the pretty little rabbits all engaging in their habits, and they all
Well, it's exactly 7:15 now, and you're listening once again to Radio City on Medium Wave and VHF. That's Jimmy Crowley, our very own Irish Jimmy Crowley, that is, and the band, and one called The Fox and the Hare. And the reason, of course, I played that, as I said earlier, is because I'm caught here with the proverbial pants down, because we have a gentleman who's come in, and he knows a lot about something I know nothing about. His name is Sifu Samsara Demter, but you'll be glad to know that stuck in there in the middle is an English name, so I can refer to you as Terry. Great. Right, we put you on the air there. Can we hear you?
Yeah, just about.
Oh, my God. We can indeed. Right, you're here to talk to us about Kung Fu. It's a Chinese art of war, or so you've been telling me.
Correct. It is a Chinese martial art, but it didn't originate as a martial art. It originated as a spiritual thing in China. Whereas in the other arts are more military, ours is more spiritual. Well, Sifu actually means godfather.
I see. So, well, I was always under the impression now that things like judo and taekwondo and karate, that these were all interrelated in a very large way. That, how would I put it, they were also an art. They weren't merely for the purpose of attacking people and such things.
Yes, they are an art within themselves, but they're all splinter groups of Kung Fu originally. Kung Fu, as so many people don't seem to realize, didn't originate in China, originated in India. It was taken to China by Bodhisattva, a Buddhist, and he had, I think it was 25 forms which he taught into the Shaolin temples. The idea is that animal is next to Godhead, he has more awareness of God, for the simple reason he won't kill without unless he's defending his territorial rights or defending his mate. He won't kill for the sake of killing or the enjoyment of killing.
That brings me now to a point you were mentioning earlier when I was talking to you beforehand. You were saying about the emphasis nowadays on the violence, or the violent side of these martial arts, that they're purely a form of, they claim self-defense, but it turns quite the opposite sometimes.
This does happen. We've had students come into our school and they're more interested in weapons, the using of the infamous nunchaku sticks that Bruce Lee uses. Mm-hmm. And they feel about 10 feet tall and be able to go around terrorizing everyone.
Yes.
But in actual fact, if they're more spiritually orientated and their mental discipline is correct, then they'll find they'll walk away from an argument rather than get involved in it.
Well, that was something I remember reading about, I don't know, was it karate or judo or perhaps even kung fu, that the main emphasis during training was that it was more in the mind, and the idea was that it was self-control more than control of how to attack or defend. It was a case of these people just didn't really lose their tempers unless it was something quite out of this world.
They don't lose their temper, full stop. If you lose your temper, you're finished. First of all, you learn very difficult coordination moves. These are to master yourself, not an opponent. These are to coordinate yourself. You're not fighting an opponent. My master once asked me, what should you feel when you attack? Anger? No. I got a clout on the head at that stage. In actual fact, you should feel love.
Explain that.
Okay. If a child, a small child, does something wrong, and the parent chastises that child, would you say that parent hated the child? No, he's chastising the child because he loves the child.
That does throw a definitely different light on it. To go on there, I want to ask you, when did Kung Fu, do you know, come into Ireland in the sense of today?
Well, I first brought Kung Fu to Ireland. I believe I am the first one to have brought it into Ireland in 19... let me think.
Is that a rude question, though?
No, not at all.
1975.
We started.
You opened a school, is it?
I opened my first school, and we've been going at a low profile ever since then. We don't advertise a lot because the simple reason we'll get all sorts of undesirables, especially with the kung fu films that are portraying violence.
That's true. A gentleman, I suppose, that most people have heard of, Bruce Lee. You were discussing him earlier with me also, and I think for the benefit of listeners and people like that, you were saying that the kung fu he used was not quite the, how would I put it, the orthodox kung fu.
Far from it. Bruce Lee was with Yip Man, the Grand Master of Wing Chun, with a man called Simon Law. They were under instruction from Yip Man. Now, Bruce Lee left Yip Man and went away and formed his own art, which is called Jeet Kune Do, and graded himself a 10th Dan. Now, this caused quite an upheaval in the kung fu world. In his films, he uses basic karate, which he was also taught. Yeah. And he was also taught taekwondo and judo.
Because, you were talking about 10th Dan. Now, again, I'm lost. You know, I sit in my chair all day and I play music, but I don't know the grading, say now, of kung fu. And how does 10th Dan not agree with it?
When you get to first Dan, this is your first instructor's belt.
Mm-hmm.
Up to fourth Dan. This is only on my style. Now, on fourth Dan, you leave the black belt era and you go up to red belt. Now, black belt means darkness. You are in darkness. Before then, you should be nothing else but a white belt.
You mean the... is black belt not the highest of the lot?
No, no way. Black belt means you're in darkness. You're only starting.
You're only starting then.
When you get to fourth Dan, you get awarded a red sash. Now, a red sash means the sunrise. You're just beginning to see the light.
Yes.
Okay. And then after that, you come to sixth Dan, which is a blue sash, which means you have become the light.
I see. That's a much better way now than I just thought it went as far as that you got a belt and it was purely a way of showing on your clothes. I thought it was sort of a modern introduction that they'd brought in just to sort of show how far you got. And once you got to black belt, you could get various degrees of black belt and that would be about it.
Yeah, that is correct. But the junior grades up to black belt were never graded. They went through gradings, but they had no rank. They all wore a black belt, and they just kept wearing it until it got dirty, and it ended up being black. This is the actual
how it originated.
Thing of the black belt.
Yes.
But the modern coloured belts is only European, a European edition.
It is only European.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In Singapore, China, you'll see none of this.
I see. I want to ask you a question there now. Do the kung fu fighters, or as you would probably correct me, it's not purely fighting, it's more, I remember once reading that it was a dance done by priests years ago, which obviously must have been very good for them. But about the clothes, do they wear the white, whatever they're called? again, you can get me there now.
Okay. Kung fu differs in clothing. As much as that, in the beginning, in ceremony, you wear a mandarin suit, which is buttoned all the way down the front. It's black, as opposed to in karate and taekwondo, they wear white. Mm. The pants are very tight fitting at the bottom. They're elasticated, so that they won't ride. Now, this is a traditional dress. This is what's worn in Hong Kong now.
So it's not the... I thought they wore very, very loose clothes. Judo, is it?
Yeah, the clothing is loose. But as in judo and karate, the bottom of the trousers themselves are wide.
Mm-hmm.
But in kung fu, they're tight.
I
right
see.
Right at the bottom. So that it's tight around the ankles.
So they don't ride up on the legs.
And they don't ride up on the legs. And also, they're very difficult to catch, to throw the person.
Are they? Well, it's quite the opposite, I think, in some of the other ones.
Oh, yes, it's very much the opposite.
Yeah. Next thing, says he, you, I presume, are far from the bottom of the league, I'd say, in this. Well, as far as Ireland's concerned, could you tell us whereabouts now you are? how do I put it, on the grading system.
Okay. I'm equivalent of a fifth Dan. I'm a master. That took 22 years of study. I started in 1959.
You say there now of study. Does that mean purely physical, or is there more to it than that?
It involves meditation. A lot of mental aspects of Kung Fu are brought into light. The terrific breaking techniques. It is not, although your hands are hard, it is not the hardness of the hand that actually does the breaking. It's the mental aspect.
I see. So I thought it was just purely physical.
No.
Go at it, get fit,
there's
learn your agility. And
well, there are certain blows which we use an internal energy called chi.
Yeah. Is this where you start shouting and things like this?
Yeah, kind of. But chi, well, I'll give you some examples of ordinary examples. In London, I was driving down it through in London, and there was an old, I was going a little bit too fast, so I was going for an appointment. There was an old man, he just walked in front of the car, hobbling along on a stick. Of course, I gallantly sounded my horn, you know, and slapped on all the brakes. He leaped, must have been about 4 foot off the ground, did a double somersault, landed on the pavement, and hobbled off down the pavement. That is chi. It saved his life for a split second.
My God.
There's another incident where a wife's husband was trapped in a lorry. And, you know, no way could that man get out of the lorry at all. So the wife literally ripped the lorry bit by bit, piece by piece, and dragged him out of it, which he couldn't do in ordinary life.
Yeah.
This is chi.
I see.
Now we try and tap this valuable source of energy,
mm-hmm.
not at random to save our life, but at any given time. So that if a blow is delivered with this power, it is devastating.
So it is purely defense is the main aspect, even though it is the signs of war, I think was it you said to me.
Yeah. Well, martial art means war. Actually, Kung Fu is not the correct word. It's Wushu.
Wushu.
Kung Fu was, I think this was started in the States, you know, in Chinatown. But the actual real word is Wushu.
Wushu. Well,
which means martial art.
That's the Chinese derivative of it, I presume.
Yeah.
I see. Well, just a moment there, Terence. I think we have a caller on the line with a request or something interesting to say to us. So I'd like to come straight back to you after this one here from Funboy 3. It's called It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It.
Then your child will swing.
Then what you do, it's best that you do.